And we are staying with that story because yesterday thousands of people took part in protests across the country in solidarity with Natasha O'Brien, the young woman who was left unconscious after an unprovoked attack in Limerick City in 2022. There has been widespread condemnation that her attacker, serving soldier Cathal Crotty from Ord na Chruiche in County Clare, received a 3-year fully suspended sentence. I'm joined now on the line by retired Army Captain Diane Byrne, who is part of the Women of Honour group who came to prominence after highlighting allegations of bullying and other forms of abuse in the Defence Forces. Diane Byrne, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Diane, what was your reaction when you saw the news of this sentencing, and in particular that the defendant, Cathal Crotty, was a member of the Defence Forces?
It was obviously shocking to hear yet another case coming forward. But from our perspective, it is another case. It wasn't an isolated incident in terms of all the numbers of people that are coming forward to us with their own experiences. So it's not surprising. It's very disappointing. And our heart goes out to Natasha O'Brien. And we do congratulate her for being able to come forward whilst acknowledging the fact that there are many, many others in very similar situations who can't come forward for various reasons, and that they're bravely trying to get through their life with the same sense of injustice for whatever reason and wherever their cases didn't progress through the judicial system.
So what sort of things are you hearing about since Women of Honour began raising these concerns around 3 years ago? What's being highlighted to you?
Oh, there are so many. We have had a number of civilians who have been subjected to abuses at the hands of serving and retired military personnel. We also have men and women that we represent in going forward into the tribunal who have been coming forward with unspeakable horrors in relation to on both ends of the scale: discrimination, psychological abuses, sexual assaults, prolonged stalking. The abuses are endless, and there are just so many of them. And in Natasha O'Brien's case, it is another one.
And in the sentencing hearing, Justice Tom O'Donnell, he did reference the military career of Cathal Crotty. To what extent do you think that should have been considered relevant in the sentencing?
It isn't unheard of that this is done, but it should not factor into it. It's hard to imagine in any other situation that somebody's career would come into play and that they would be forgiven, so to speak, atrocities because they happen to wear the uniform. If anything, we have experienced that you're a member of the Defence Forces 24/7 and you should, you know, be living the core values of that day in, day out. So to suggest that you can be exempt from accountability for your actions because you happen to wear a uniform and your career will be affected, just it doesn't wash.
And
it's not okay.
Just for clarity, he said that it was utterly appalling, cowardly and vicious, but that he had no doubt that if he imposed a jail sentence on him, his career was over. Now, it's been reported that Cathal Crotty was brought before commanding officers and told he has no future in the army and he could face a court-martial. That's the internal justice mechanism in the Defence Forces, which does have sentencing powers, including potential imprisonment in the Curragh and Kildare. Do you think that's an appropriate mechanism to be used in a case such as this one?
I don't think it's an appropriate mechanism at this stage with the information that we have over the last number of years and what we've experienced through the Defence Forces. The Defence Forces is a self-investigating, closed organisation. It shouldn't be investigating itself. We have far too many experiences of people where the system has let them down. The protection of perpetrators has been paramount. Victims have been persecuted. Their careers have been destroyed by speaking out. We're not judge and jury here. What we're trying to say and what we fought so hard for is a tribunal that starts with the Defence Forces, but we don't doubt that it goes into wider society, but we have to start somewhere. And if we can look at a tribunal that's public and comprehensive and we can see where the failings in the system is, there is many more Natasha O'Briens out there and many, many more Cathal Crottys. Why are there? How have these things been dealt with? Have they been concealed? Is justice handed out? And if we can assess all of that data and investigate what has been happening and how we got to this point, then we have some hope of fixing it. Fixing it internally in terms of court-martial systems where you have too much influence from internal aspects of the organisation, it's just not appropriate anymore. We've seen it fail too many times.
Okay. Diane Byrne, thank you so much for talking to us today. And coming up, what's at stake in the elections in the North?